We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came out with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win 112-99 over the Chicago Bulls in a game that was closer than the final score indicated. Bulls kept this relatively close throughout. I think everybody, including myself, thought this would be a blowout relatively early in this one, and it really wasn't. The Bucks weren't able to really pull away throughout the game. Every time you thought they'd get on a little bit of a run to pull away, the Bulls would reel them back in. But as bad teams do, can't seem to get over the hump. God knows, as a Bucks fan, we've seen enough of these games as a Bucks fan. Every time you think you have a chance against a good team, you get so close, and then you can't get over the hump. And that is what happened to the Chicago Bulls tonight. But hey, look, let's be honest about something here. Bulls got some talent on that team now. We've talked about this in the past, but Zach LaVine, nice young player. Markkanen, nice young player. We'll see what Otto Porter does with more pressure on him now to be kind of the guy in Chicago than maybe in Washington, where it's about Wall and Beal. Yeah, he had the contract, but didn't have all the pressure necessarily go along with it or the spotlight. And then if you give them a lottery pick, a really good player to go along with those guys I just said, plus Wendell Carter. You can't forget about him, who's hurt. Bulls team might be all right in 2 or 3 years. I have to wait and see how it plays out. But right now, this Bucks team rebounds off of that last loss to Orlando and shows why they indeed are the best team in the NBA. Giannis just doing what Giannis does. 6 turnovers. Probably not a number that he wants to talk about there, but Ersan Ilyasova does some things. Still some scratch-your-head moments with Ersan during this game. But even with all of that, he's coming back to life, scoring the basketball, which is a big, big bonus for this basketball team. A lot of positives to take away from tonight. And with that, let's go inside the box score.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Bucks win 112-99 over the Chicago Bulls. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Jeff Orlovsky hanging out. Duck Dynasty. Andrew, other side of the glass. Got Sam Schmitz. You don't have a nickname yet, do you? No, you will. Sam Schmitz is hanging out. Back in the day, he was an intern on Bill Michaels' show, and now he's going to be on the payroll here doing some part-time work. You'll hear him producing shows going forward, getting him trained up here over the next month or so, and then you'll hear Sam on a lot of the different shows, including those post-game shows with Tim Allen after Brewer games throughout the Brewer season. All right, so 112-99, Bucks over the Bulls. Inside the box we go. Giannis, 35 minutes, 9 of 13, 2 of 3 from 3, 9 of 14 from the line. Free throws. 29 points, 17 boards, 8 assists, 4 block shots. Just stupid numbers, really. 6 turnovers for Giannis. It really is. Chris Middleton, 33 minutes, 6 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3-point range, 3 of 3 from the line, 16 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 turnovers. Brooke Lopez, 3 of 11 from the floor in 30 minutes, 1 of 8 from three-point range. He's lost his shot as of recently. 7 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, and a turnover. I think the break does him well. I think he'll come back all right. Eric Bledsoe, you know, I'll get into this in a second. I have a little soliloquy to say here about Bledsoe and Middleton. 30 minutes, 5 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 6 from three-point range, 6 of 6 from the line, 19 points, 1 board, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 turnovers. Malcolm Brogdon, 31 minutes, 5 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 5 from three-point range, 4 of 4 from the line. He rebounds nicely off his bad game. 17 points, 6 boards, 3 assists for Malcolm Brogdon. He has been Mr. Consistent throughout the basketball season. 18 minutes for Ersan Ilyasova, who, again, last couple of games has found a shot. 5 of 9, 2 of 4 from 3, 12 points, 3 boards, couple of turnovers. If he does that in the playoffs, you're happy. That's it. That's all he's got to do. If he does that right there, that stat line, just do that consistently, get you 10, 12, 14 points a night off the bench, I think most people would be happy with that for bench production. 16 points for Tony Snell, 2 of 6, 0 of 2 from 3-point range, 4 points, 4 boards, 1 assist for Tony Snell. 16 minutes for Sterling Brown, 2 of 6, 0 of 2 from 3 for him, 4 points, 2 rebounds for Sterling Brown. George Hill, 17 minutes and a ooh moment when he went down. 0 of 3 from 3-point range, 2 of 2 from the line, 2 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and 1 block shot for George Hill tonight. Plus, you got 7 minutes from Pat Connaughton, 1 of 1 from the field, had 1 rebound and 2 points. DJ Wilson only played 7 minutes, 0 of 1 from the floor. That was a 3-point shot, 1 rebound, no points, a couple of turnovers. I think you're about seeing the end of DJ Wilson, folks, if you haven't noticed yet. 47.5% for the Milwaukee Bucks, 38.5% for Chicago from the field. 3-point shooting, 32.1%, 9 of 28 for them. Bucks 12 of 38 for 31.6%. Free throw line, 16 of 18 for the Bulls. Bucks 24 of 29, good for 82.8%. The person that missed all 5 of those free throws happened to be Giannis. Rebounds on the night, 45 for Chicago, 49 for Milwaukee. Assists, 24 apiece for both squads. 13 turnovers for the Bulls. The Bucks with 17. Definitely do not want to see that later in the season in big games. 17 turnovers. Bucks win 112-99. I said before when they got Mirotić that you can kiss DJ Wilson's minutes goodbye. And that I think is definitely what's going to happen here. You are going to see his minutes disappear at some point here. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Snell or Sterling Brown's minutes get cut, because I could foresee, and I haven't heard Bud talk about this much, but I could foresee Milton playing some two in these lineups on the floor here to get the vets more on the floor altogether. So instead of Sterling Brown and Tony Snell being in the game, not that Snell's not a vet, I mean, he'll still get his minutes, but Sterling Brown, I still think, is going to get less minutes, especially if they pick up a veteran wing, which I don't think there's a lot of right now. But if they do that, then he's definitely not going to play. If they don't do that and they pick up a backup big, let's say, like Robin Lopez or Cantor or whoever they pick up, then I think you'll see Middleton more at the two guard in some lineups. When Brogdon needs a rest, Middleton slides over, and then you could have, you know, Mirotić out there on the floor, possibly with, I'm trying to figure out how that would all work. I don't know. I just think if you're spread out all over the floor, I think it makes sense not to play the rookies. I haven't heard Bud talk about what his philosophy is with younger players and second-year players, like we're talking about here, and third-year players that don't have a lot of experience. But if it's me, I'm not playing them in the playoffs, and not as much, if at all possible. Okay, so what I was going to say before about Bledsoe and Middleton, I don't know what everybody else thinks. We talked about Middleton earlier in the show, and this is not going to be a topic. I'm just throwing it out there before the sports flash. Doesn't it feel like the last couple of games, Bledsoe feels like he has more impact on the game than Chris Middleton does? Man, I don't, just watch the game. You know, like when Bledsoe does something, you're like, yeah, good shot, big play. Middleton makes a shot, you're like, oh, he finally made a shot. And he runs back down to the other side of the floor. It doesn't feel like he's having as much weight on the game as Bledsoe does. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm being Mr. Negative with Chris Middleton, because we all have been negative with Chris Middleton lately. But I just think that Bledsoe definitely seems to have more of an impact on the game lately, more so than Chris Middleton has to this point. One game left before the break. That comes up on Wednesday in Indiana against the Pacers. 6 o'clock start. Ryan Horvath back in here hosting the show on Wednesday night. It is snowing outside, as we all know. How was your drive in, Orlowski?
It wasn't bad. I got here early, so I was actually smart this time.
Okay.
And smooth sailing.
So I live in Oak Creek, as many of you know. And so I left Oak Creek with about 6 or 7 minutes to go in the third quarter to make my drive. Normally, I'll wait longer than that before I leave to get here. But I left a little bit earlier just to make sure. There was no snow really at all in Oak Creek. Like, roads were clean, wasn't really snowing. I'm coming down 94, still nothing. And as I hit 84 south, that strip mall over there where Portillo's is and Kohl's and all that, as I hit that on 94, it was like I entered a new time zone. It was snowing like crazy. And then I get into Hale's Corners. The streets are covered in snow. Just, I was like, holy cow, it's totally different. So I'm going to try something tonight. I don't know if it's going to work. It might be a failed attempt at me trying to be nice, but I want to do something different. And it's going to take fan participation and listener participation. So if y'all don't participate, it's going to be a horrible topic. It's going to suck. And then I'll have to come up with something else, which I'm more than capable of doing. No big deal. We'll just go back to talking about Chris Middleton. But I would rather do something nice and heartwarming tonight, Jeff Orlowski.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Since it's so cold and snowy out, I want to have just a nice heartwarming show.
All right.
Do you think it's possible?
No. But we'll see. We'll see. You're smiling right now, so I'm not calling you Sparkzilla.
It's just a real easy topic. It's just so easy. It's going to be one where everybody has a nice, positive, warm take. Literally, there will be, I guess you could be a smart aleck with the topic I have. But if you take it seriously, everybody should have nice, thoughtful, warm responses. People can call in with thoughtful, warm responses. You can tweet thoughtful, warm responses. There's no way to mistake what we're trying to do on Twitter with how we post it, because Jeff's going to post it clear as day for everybody. And we're all going to have a nice, heartwarming post-game show here on The Fan. Okay? Okay.
I'm in.
Stay tuned. I'll tell you what the topic is after the Sports Flash with Jeff Orlowski. Bucks win. Here are the details.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East, Waukesha, WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Jeff Orlowski, bringing the new year with some great deals at Masters East. Check out the huge selection of inventory at Masters East retail location in Waukesha or online at MastersEase.com. First on The Fan, Bucks, they win 112-99 in Chicago tonight from the United Center. Giannis filling up the stat sheet like he always does. 29 points, 17 boards, 8 dimes, 4 blocks. Oh boy, he did it again. The president, Malcolm Brogdon, he poured in 17. Chris Middleton, 16. Ersan Ilyasova, you want to talk about an unsung hero. When the Bucks, they started out shooting just ice cold in this game. Ersan, he basically willed them to stay in this one, a couple clutch threes. And everything like that, that was fantastic. Ersan did a great job tonight. Up next for the Deer, a trip to Indiana. They face the Pacers Wednesday night. Tip-off is at 6. Of course, following the game, we'll have another Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show presented by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza right here on The Fan. Bucks co-owner Mark Lazary, he's been fined $25 million by the NBA for tampering due to his comments on Anthony Davis. NBA is also investigating if there was contact between the Lakers and 76ers guard Ben Simmons. Simmons stated he wanted to talk and trade secrets with Lakers president Magic Johnson. Atlanta Hawks guard Jeremy Lin is finalizing a contract buyout, which would allow him to sign with the Toronto Raptors, his agents are telling ESPN. Read more online, 1057FMTheFan.com. I'm Jeff Orlowski, Sports Radio, 1057FM The Fan.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right, Bucks get the win 112-99 over the Chicago Bulls. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Jeff Orlovsky. Sam is in the house. Got to find something.
I don't like double S. I don't like that. Your last name is what? Schmitz, right? Yeah. Sam Schmitz.
Everyone calls me
Schmitty. That's what I was thinking too. Schmitty.
Yeah.
That could be problems, though, with the dump button later. I don't know about that. Dynasty Andrew is here as well. And there's everybody that's in the studio, a full crew on hand. All right, so the play of the game picked by Jeff Orlovsky, highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Swing, hold, shot. It comes off. Porter misses. Giannis got the rebound. Antetokounmpo, 9 rebounds already tonight. 6 points. 9 points. The three-pointer Giannis. He's been hitting those lately.
All right, so there you go. A three-pointer by Giannis, the play of the game. There was quite a few ones you could pick. There was a couple of highlight dunks from Giannis in this game. One was, a 360, and Markkanen's face, you could have picked that. Lots of defensive plays in this game, too. We'll see what Jeff Orlovsky picks for that. Also got the drive of the game coming up, so that should be good, too. Okay, let's talk about a fun topic tonight as the Bucks win 112-99. This is how we're going to word the topic. With all the Bucks' success this year, who are you the happiest for? Simple.
Innocent enough.
How in the world can this be possibly construed as negative, right? I mean, you could be a smart aleck, right? But this is, I'm going to give you some examples of what I'm looking for, right? It could be, I'm happiest for my dad, who's been a lifelong Bucks fan, and, you know, hasn't seen them do anything since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And just one more time in the NBA Finals would be awesome for my dad. That could be an answer. It could be, I'm happiest for the concession guy that I know over at the arena. He was at the Bradley Center, and now he's over here at the arena. He's been there forever, hasn't really been able to see any really good high-level playoff basketball in a long time. I'm really happiest for Bob the concession stand worker or whatever the case may be. It can be anybody that you are the happiest for. I got some guys that I'm happiest for in this whole deal as well. And I'm just anxious because there are so many of us Bucks fans that have lived through them being horrible. And I was reminded of this by that Yahoo article today from Bushnell, who we had on earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show. If you missed it, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Fan on demand, presented to you by John Paul's Buick GMC. And within the article, it talks about where this organization was when the Bucks were bought by this new ownership group, right? It talks about the game in which a group of fans walked up to Herb Cole while he was in his seats at the Bradley Center wearing brown paper bags over their heads during a game. Talked about that. It talked about the Bucks-Bulls game, which Peter Fagan was at. Answer the phones over there, buddy. There we go. Talks about the Bulls game that Peter Fagan was at when all of these Bulls fans were at the game and there were seemingly no Bucks fans. It was deemed the Sea of Red. Oh, boy, do I remember that. I was at that game and did postgame across the street. It was horrible. One of the worst games I've ever been to in my life. And then how they went about kind of changing the culture immediately and figured out a game plan of how they were going to try and get back people in this state to care about the Bucks again. Because that really was the mission. As Fagan says in the article, we lost a generation of fans. So tonight, going off of that, going off of the idea that the Bucks have a winning season this year, locked in at 42 wins, before the All-Star break, they have a winning record locked in. Good luck remembering the last time that happened. So, from that perspective, I wanted to do something fun and easy and heartwarming. So, with all the success the Bucks have had this year, who are you happiest for? Simple. I see Jeff just tweeted it out. He tweeted it out exactly correct.
Verbatim.
There's no way you could screw this up. It's real simple. With all the Bucks' success this year, who are you happiest for? And we'll see how many positive thoughts we get, or if we just have a bunch of negative Bucks fans in general who don't want to be positive about anything.
which it very well could be the case. Bucks Twitter has been ripped on and made fun of for years for being as negative and hateful as they have been over the course of time. I'll give you one of mine. I am going to be happiest, or am happiest, for Ted Davis, voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. Ted Davis did the big show with us for a couple of years, and I've got to know Ted quite a bit. And I'm friends with Ted Davis. And that man has watched a lot of crappy basketball in his life. I mean, those Mavericks, god-awful teams, a lot of talent, Jason Kidd and those guys, but they were bad. Bucks basketball, bad. Just a lot of bad basketball. Hasn't had really any playoff success to speak of at all with any of his teams that he's called play-by-play for. And that is going to be pretty cool to have Ted Davis calling playoff games, getting through the first round, getting into that matchup in the second round, maybe getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and being able to call that. And then, God forbid, they actually get to the NBA Finals, how Ted Davis will be on that call. So, I think Ted Davis is definitely one for me that I would be happiest for if they're able to, you know, continue this and with all the success they're having right now. Ted Davis earlier tonight with Dennis Krause made a great point on the radio broadcast when I was driving up, and I listen to those guys every night when I drive up here from Oak Creek. He said, you know, we have to remind ourselves of just how special it is that we get to watch Giannis every single game right now. And it was so spot on when he said it, and I was like, man, you are 100% correct. Like, no matter what happens, you are getting to watch what looks to be, providing he's healthy and all that, what looks to be a Hall of Fame basketball player. He looks like he's going to be a Hall of Famer. When you watch Ray, you're like, he's good. He's a really good basketball player. I don't know if anybody thought when Ray played here that he was a Hall of Famer that early. But when you do it consistently over the course of your career, then yeah, then we get to that point of, yeah, okay, Ray Allen's a Hall of Famer. Fine. And now he's going into the Hall of Fame. With Giannis, he is so special that you just say, hey, look, if he stays healthy, like he's first ballot Hall of Famer. There ain't no question. He's in. That's it. Case closed. Let's go home. And that's a pretty cool deal. As well. So who are you happiest for? Given all the Bucks success that they've had this year, all the lean years we've watched, it could be family members, friends, people in the Bucks organization, anybody, whoever you're happiest for. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, Budenholzer, is talking right now in Fox Sports Wisconsin. We'll get that to you in a couple of minutes. All right, Jeff Frolowski, where are we going to first?
Let's go to Charles on the north side. Charles, share some happy stories with Sparky, please.
What's up, Charles?
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Oh my God, Charles! I love Charles. You're my guy. All right, what's up?
You know, I'm happy for the city, Sparky.
No
because,
doubt.
You know, I think our fanship is really underrated as far as NBA fans. I think we've been patient with the Bucks through the Herb's time owning the team and getting used to this new ownership group. And, the fans were still going. The fans were still – negative or positive, the fans were still talking about the Bucks. You know, and when it looked like the team was getting ready to leave, I mean, the fanship just got out there, you know, just to make sure that this team stayed, you know. And so I'm happy for the fans, for the patience, and just for the support that they showed the city and the organization.
You know, I think that you bring up the city and all of that, and the craziest part about it is, Charles, the on-the-court success is huge too, but the other part about it is what they've done in that downtown area around that arena, and then what they're going to do where the Bradley Center was when that's all said and done. That will have as big of an impact on the city as the on-court success has had, if not bigger.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool stuff. Charles, be safe in the snow, man. Don't go anywhere if you don't have to.
I'm already hurt, Sparky.
What?
I was last Thursday. So, I go see an orthopedic surgeon tomorrow.
Ooh. What happened? What did you do?
Ice.
Well, I was going over to our mailbox, and I slipped on the ice. And, my leg bent in back of me.
Oh.
And so I came down pretty hard on my ankle and knee and stuff.
What's wrong with you? What happened? Is it your knee or is it your ankle or both?
Well, it's both.
Oy.
They're not sure. That's why he's sending me to an orthopedic surgeon so they can do an MRI. So I'm just saying a prayer that nothing's wrong.
You said it's tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Just cancel it. Don't go out and get hurt again on your way to the same orthopedic surgeon. Go, thanks, doc. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Just okay. If it's bad outside, dude, just cancel it. Reschedule it. Don't go out on this crap tomorrow.
Cancel.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, I think he'll understand. All right, buddy. Okay. Take care, Charles. Hope you feel better. Man, that sucks.
Okay. Yeah.
My dad.
Good luck.
I talked to him the other day, and it was Saturday. And he fell on his stairs outside, hurt his ribs, and went down on his stairs outside on the ice. So it's a thing right now. People got to be careful, man. Just be careful. And the other day, I mean, you got black ice and everything else. You don't know it's all that icy out. It looks fine. And you walk outside, you're like, whoa, it's a little bit slipperier than I thought.
I was taking my garbage cans out this morning. And, you know, we've got that fresh little dusting of snow.
Sure.
All it does is hide all the ice that's underneath
no
it.
No doubt.
I almost went down twice.
Yep. Yeah. I can imagine. Orlowski, you can't be going down at all at this point.
No, I'm trying to.
You're
going to
be heading to spring training. You got a lot of stuff going on. You can't be getting hurt.
No, I'm
You're going to crush poor Tim Allen if you get hurt and can't make it to spring training. That boy's going to just physically weep if you don't show up for spring training.
I'm living in a bubble from here on out until we leave.
Yeah, good. Defensive play of the game tonight. I'm anxious to see what Jeff Orlowski has come up with defensive play of the game, because Brooke Lopez had a bunch of blocks tonight that you could point at. For defensive play of the game. Now, what he picked could be a steal, could be anything. I like courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Let's hear it, Jeff.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, Bucks over the Bulls tonight, 112-99. Defensive play of the game. Jeff Orlowski, what's your pick?
A little Eric Bledsoe. You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
Here's Bledsoe.
Bledsoe saying, what's going on here? A lot of contact, no whistle. He picks off the pass. It was intended for Porter. Bledsoe. Pulled in by Levine.
Steal and a foul.
Steal and a foul. It's all right. But Lopez had one sequence where he had, what, back-to-back blocks in one sequence. There was a turnover by Middleton on one and a Giannis dunk on the other end for another one. There were so many things to pick from tonight.
Oh, I know.
It really was a bunch you could pick from tonight. Bucks get the win, 112-99. We're trying to have a nice, heartwarming show tonight with it snowing out and everything else. Just everybody relax. Talk about... Who are you happiest for with all the Bucks' success that they've had this year? Could be anybody at all. Does not have to be a Bucks member of the organization. Nothing like that. That's not what I'm looking for. Just family members, friends, whoever. Okay? He's Jeff Orlowski. I'm Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back, read some more of your tweets, get some more of your calls. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Plus, we'll give you the Chili's MVB coming up next.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
112-99, Bucks over the Bulls tonight. 29 points, 17 boards, 8 assists, 4 block shots, 9 of 13 shooting for Giannis tonight in 35 minutes. Bucks see 5 players in double figures, including Ersan Ilyasova with a dozen points off the bench and 3 rebounds on 5 of 9 shooting. Nice to see Ersan starting to finally turn it around after he had been pretty bad.
He was huge early when the Bucks were struggling,
right.
And it was like just ice cold, yep. Lid on the rim. He had a couple nice threes that kept him in the game.
See, and this is what Budenholzer will be looking for in the playoffs from him. That's what he needs, and that's why he hasn't given up on him like so many fans would have wanted him to. All right, drive of the game, Jeff Orlowski. What you got there, buddy?
Well, we got a little Middleton steal leading to a Giannis dunk.
Giannis hits first from Middleton.
That's how you play with the pass. That's how you play with pace. And that's what happens.
All right. So, see, that could have been defensive play of the game, too, because it was a Middleton steal.
It could have been. They didn't say anything about the steal.
No, I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying there were so many highlights tonight. You really could have gone either way on that. So, there you go. The drive of the game, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Pass game, Marcus Johnson on the call. If I ever attempted to wear the suit coats that Marcus Johnson wore, I would be the laughingstock of Wisconsin, without question. That man, the suit coat, the shirt, the whole deal. It's like, there's just no way I could pull any of that off. Just not a chance. But Marcus Johnson, by the way, I retweeted something of Marcus Johnson earlier today. It was an old school video when Marcus Johnson played for the Bucks back in the day. That was hilarious. It was so funny. Somebody dug it up off an old TV video or something, and it was pretty funny. Okay, so the question is, it's pretty simple. With all the Bucks success, who are you happiest for, right?
Yep.
Let's see. John tweets at the fan, Bucks fans who've been watching this team since the early 90s. You know, some of us have been watching it even since the 80s. Lucky us. Quite a few people saying the fans. Happiest for the fans that they actually get to see this. Here's a good one. Mike tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan. I feel happy for Herb Cole. Wasn't a fan of some of his actions, but I'm sure he's happy he gave the organization in the right hands. 110% correct. A little history lesson for y'all.
Okay.
Most of you probably know this, but I'm just going to, for those of you that don't. So back when the Brewers were for sale from Bud Selig, okay, there were two people that were up for that job, or up for ownership for that team. Wendy Selig-Preeb had to make the decision of which one they were going to sell the franchise to. Because remember, Bud was commissioner. So it was kind of Wendy's deal to make the final decision on who it was going to be.
Okay.
It could have been the guy with more money, or it could have been the guy that reminded her more of her father, Bud Selig. She went with the guy who ended up reminding her more of her father and Bud and Mark. And he owns the Brewers.
All right.
The person who wanted to buy the Brewers that she didn't sell it to ended up buying the Cleveland Cavaliers and owning the Cavaliers.
Oh. She made the right choice, I'll tell you that.
Sam is just looks like he's going to be sick. That could have happened. He was right there to buy the Brewers. It was him and Mark. And she went with Mark because he reminded her of her dad. That's why she chose Mark. Dan had more money than Mark. It looked like the better choice on paper was the better choice. And instead went with Mark. He ended up buying the Cavaliers. And the rest is history. How much different history could have been?
Huge.
History.
Oh,
so
my God.
When you talk about Herb Cole picking the right guy, or group of guys in this case, yeah, I mean, it didn't early on. It was a little shaky with the way they got Jason Kidd and stuff. But, I mean, you look at it now, how everything has turned out, that stadium deal. You know, I brought this up to Fagan, and Fagan's like, well, let's not go that far. But it was way easier than I thought it was going to be. The Miller Park flight was way, million times worse than what this was for this arena. That was relatively smooth and easy without much of a fight at all. So to get that done that quickly, a gorgeous stadium, just like the Brewers got with Miller Park. Just absolutely gorgeous. But then everything that goes around it, too. And now you've got a superstar that you inherited, pretty much, with John Hammond and what he was able to do there. I just, amazing. All right, let's go to the phones. 414-799-1250. Who are you happiest for with all this Bucks success?
All right, Mike from the Florida Panhandle. He doesn't have to worry about slipping on the ice.
No, probably not. What's up, Mike?
No, but let me tell you guys, all right, it's a little chilly tonight. It's about 68 right now. So
68. Well, I mean, it's actually not all that cold here. It was like 27 or 28 when I got here. The problem is the 7 to 10 inches of snow we're going to get tonight and tomorrow. That's the problem.
Well, shovel your sidewalks.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody slipping, suing you or anything.
Agreed.
Two quick things. I think the fans, just because, Sparky, I remember your first season doing the post-game show. I was living on Hubbard and North. I used to walk to the games, buy a scalp ticket,
sure.
$10. First half, I'd spot my lower bowl seat, and then I'd walk down to my lower bowl seat. There was nothing to go there for.
Nope.
No. And the other thing I wanted to know was, who do you think we could pick up off the guys that are getting released?
Well,
to shore up the bench.
I think it's gonna be a big dude. I think it's gonna be Gortat, or Robin Lopez, I guess, or Enes Kanter, one of those three guys. I don't want Kanter. All the baggage he brings with, oh, I can't go to Toronto, I may get killed, or whatever the case may be. I don't want to deal with that crap, so I'll pass.
I think a lot of people don't either, only because they look at what happened and they see that image. It almost looked like it was a poster for an MMA fight when they were getting ready to square off him and Giannis. So
yeah.
I don't want
to. And there's that, too. I even forgot about that. I'm just talking about the whole Turkey thing and him getting assassinated and all that other stuff, why he didn't go on that London trip. So for me, I got no interest in Enes Kanter, and apparently nobody else does because he's still sitting there, and he's been out there for days. Gortat is very interesting to me if you have an opportunity for him. Robin Lopez, I know there's a bunch of Bucks fans that would like Robin Lopez to come here and play with his brother off the bench. I've never been a big Robin Lopez fan, but I think it's going to be a big.
Brooke says no. I stand with Brooke. And if I can ask one other question.
Sure.
Bart,
yeah.
Do you know, I haven't really followed up with it. Do you know what the new Miller Park name is going to be? And I'm hoping they're going to call it the State. Because isn't it State Farm?
No, it's American Family.
Oh, then I'm way off. Never mind.
Yeah, it's American Family, and I've not heard a name, but maybe American Family is also the title sponsor of the field down in Maryvale as well. Maybe they end up with a title sponsor, too, as part of the package. So stay tuned for that and see if that ends up happening, too. Wouldn't surprise me at this point.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, buddy.
Go Bucks.
You betcha, go Bucks. And fans like me who watch Jim and John call all those games. Again, I don't know how you aren't happy for Pashkin McLaughlin. I mean, I said earlier Ted Davis was my number one. And John McLaughlin and Jim Paschke probably right there after that. Because those two guys have been through even more crappy seasons than Ted Davis because they've been calling games longer, seemingly. And it's a lot of bad basketball. I mean, they had that one Eastern Conference Finals run. They had some good basketball, though, in the 80s. They had some good basketball a little while. But then it just went straight downhill, and then it was nothing but problems. Seemingly, after Del Harris left, it kind of went downhill. And then it was trouble. So, yeah, I get down with that. Paschke and John McLaughlin for sure. No doubt. Alan tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan at Sparky Radio. I'm selfish being a fan for over 30 years. I'm happy for all longtime Bucks fans. Plus, happy for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin because 6 to 8 years ago, they were talking about losing the team to another city. I hear you. I mean, there was that talk. There was the same talk for the Brewers back in the day when they were threatening to go to Charlotte or wherever the heck they were going to go. I really wasn't buying any of that, to be honest with you, but that was a threat back then, and they were going to pick up and move Milwaukee to another city or something if they couldn't get Miller Park done. And if they don't get Miller Park done, I'm guessing Mark probably doesn't buy the team. That whole thing never happens if they don't have a new stadium in place that Bud Selig fought hard for to get done. All right, let's go to Eye on the Enemy. That's what I told you I was going to do next, Eye on the Enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy.
We're keeping an eye on the enemy.
How did the bad guy look tonight?
Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
$112.99 bucks over the Bulls tonight. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Eye up the enemy. Lauri Markkanen tonight. 20 points, 17 rebounds. He's going to be really good, folks. Be really good. Maybe not Giannis good, but he's going to be good. 27 points, 7 assists, 5 points for Zach LaVine. Another player that's really good. And then really, once you get past those two, they're looking for a third guy. Whoever that's going to be. Wendell Carter. Lottery pick this year. Maybe Otto Porter Jr. finds himself and can be consistently good like the Wizards thought he was going to be when they gave him all that money. Porter at 18 points, 7 boards, and 4 assists tonight for the Bulls. All right, so there you go, eyeing up the enemy. Let's get to a sports flash. Jeff Orlowski will come back. More of your calls. With all the Bucks' success, who are you happiest for? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, Bucks fans. Let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back!
$112.99
112.99 Bucks over the Chicago Bulls. Bucks now 42-14, 19-9 away from Milwaukee. Next up, the Indiana Pacers. We'll get to them coming up in a little bit. Matt Velasquez as well. Talk to him about 10:25. Bucks with the win tonight. Chili's MVP. You know, I tried not to make it Giannis every single night, but I'm sorry. Giannis, 29 points, 17 boards, 8 assists, 4 blocks. How do you not? He took 13. He took 13 attempts, 13 field goal attempts, and had 29 points.
Yeah,
because of he had 14 free throws and he hit a couple of threes. Did you see the graphic on Fox Sports Wisconsin on his month by month 3-point shooting percentage? It has gone up every month. He is now shooting well after the first three. After the second three, I don't know, but after the first three, he was at 36% for the month shooting three. I'll take that.
Yes, please.
You do that, we're good. Because they're going to have to start playing up if he does that consistently. They're going to have to come up. And then once they come up, he just blows right by him and throws it down in somebody's face. It's going to be beautiful. Can't wait. Okay, to the phones we go. With all the Bucks' success, who are you happiest for? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. We'll get to some more of those tweets coming up. Let's hit the phones. What we got?
All right, Ram on the north side. Happy thoughts, Ram.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
What up, buddy?
Hey, I'm happy for the Fan if you're like in your 30s.
Yeah.
Because you pretty much grew up seeing the Bucks not winning. And I'm in my almost near mid-50s, and I can remember the championship year. You know, I can remember I was at the All-Star game, 77, I was 12, when they gave the MVP to Julius Erving. Kareem should have gotten it. And I was here during the Marcus Johnson years when they was winning division titles with Nelson. And then when they sold the team to Herb at the deal here, like you said, it just, man, when they wore the purple uniform, we were losing that.
Yep. You heard about why they had purple uniforms, right? Did you ever hear Larry Harris tell that story?
No, tell me that one real quick.
Mike Dunleavy was a big tennis fan, went to Wimbledon, liked the colors at Wimbledon, decided to change the jersey colors.
Oh, my God. They came with losing.
That's the story how it goes, apparently. Went to Wimbledon, liked the colors, changed the colors.
I'm glad we go back to the original, well, you know, the green.
Yep.
That's what we're kind of known for. But, yeah, I mean, you know, going forward, man, we just got to see how this thing is going to work out because Saturday was real scary. Real scary, you know.
What was scary?
Well, it made it look like to me, if Giannis doesn't play, we in trouble.
Ah. LeBron don't play, look at the Lakers, so what? I mean, Aaron Rodgers don't play. Look at the Packers. I mean, we could do this.
You're at home, though. You play against a team that's under 500.
Yeah, but everybody missed shots that night. Trust me, that wasn't real. They all missed shots. They all missed threes that night. Everybody played horrible at the same time. I agree with you, Ram, that they're not winning a title without Giannis. I'm there, right? I agree with you they don't have the best record in the NBA without Giannis. I'm there with you on that, too. They are a different team. But that game in particular, they all missed shots at one time. And that's pretty much all it was. Ram, be safe in the snow, buddy.
All right.
Take care. 112.99 Bucks over the Bulls. Okay, so back to Twitter. Got people saying they're happy for other people on Twitter, which I think is kind of nice. Craig tweets, I'm happiest for at Milltown Bucky. Okay. Got another one here from, let's see here, Damien, who says, I'm happy for the Bucks organization, the city, and the, quote, real fans, not these fair weather fans. That's Damien tweeting at the Fan. I just say something about that. Be happy we even have fair weather fans. Because for so long, we didn't have fans in general. Nonetheless, fair weather fans and jump on the bandwagon. So just be happy we have fans in general at this point. I mean, just no doubt. Anthony wants me to answer a question on Twitter. No, we're being positive. We're not doing stuff like that. Let's see. Sorry. He wants me to answer the 0-1 versus this team 7-game series. Who you got? Discussion my buddies and I had all day. Another night. Tweet me another night and we'll get into that. Red Baron 22, the fans of Milwaukee, especially the diehards, you know who you are. Hashtag squad six. That was the original fan section from Andrew Bogut. I actually was fortunate enough to be a judge to determine who was in squad six back in the day. So that was a pretty cool deal, watching everybody come and try out for that fan squad back in the day. All right, let's hear from Coach Boonholzer after this Bucks victory.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider.
For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight over the Chicago Bulls, 112-99. One game to go in Indiana Wednesday night. Ryan Horvath back in here to host a show like he does every Wednesday. Let's hear from Coach Budenholzer after another Bucks win.
You know, to come on the road and get a win, it's good for us. I liked our defensive focus kind of for most of the four quarters. And offensively, I thought we were closer to ourselves in the second half. And I think, you know, it showed. But, you know, a lot of credit to Chicago and their team. And, you know, Jim Borland's doing an amazing job. I think coming in here, the best offense in the league the last five games. And so, you know, the respect that we have for them needed to be there. And so I thought defensively we kind of rose to that challenge. So good win for us.
What was the key to playing with more pace in the second half?
You know, it's the more simplistic side of pace, like just getting out and running. I think in the first half, we weren't getting to our spots. We weren't running with any urgency or with any purpose. And I thought we did that a little bit better in the second half.
You talk about the game got sort of close late, and then Eric Bledsoe comes up with 8 points. Can you talk about how he was able to sort of take over that demonstration?
Yeah, no, he hit a couple of big threes, and, you know, I'm sure he got to the basket one time. And, you know, it was we made, I think, three or four straight turnovers to kind of make it close. So love to erase that part of the fourth quarter. But then when he goes on those runs, it's obviously good for us.
Seemed like Ersan really gave you a spark off the bench early, especially on the defensive side with the three or four charges he did work on, right?
Yeah, but in the offense, too. You know, I think the first half we'd be in big trouble without Ersan in that first quarter. You know, I think he had 12 for the half. I don't think most of them, if not all of them, in the first quarter. And he really gave us a big boost off the bench, and he's always taking charges and making little plays like that that really help us.
What do you expect from Giannis and his team in the All-Star in Charlotte?
I expect him to have a lot of fun.
With your son, was it just a matter of time? Did you feel like
it was offensive?
Just need to
kind of
shoot
through
that slump
that you have? Yeah, you know, we talked about it some. People, you know, you guys that are with us a lot, just sticking with him. He's been a very good player for a long time, and ton of confidence in him, and you know, he just kept shooting the shots and just keep, like you said, kind of keep fighting through it.
I know you guys try to play together and play with the ball a little bit, but when you see Giannis start his career defensively in that fourth quarter, is there some encouragement from the guys like, hey, let's do what we can to feed him?
Yeah, I mean, some teams are, you know, putting out these like smaller lineups, and you know, I think at times it's just the matchup for, you know, who's going to guard Giannis can be in our favor. And so, you know, trying to go to him maybe a little bit more in those circumstances. And then he facilitates from there. You know, he's either going to score or create a good shot a lot of times.
I know we've talked about broken Giannis in the rim, but it just felt like in that fourth quarter, every single time they drove, one of them was waiting.
Yeah, no, I thought Brooke was phenomenal. I mean, I feel like we should check the Chicago stat crew. Two block shots for Brooke. I felt like he had three blocks on one possession. So Brooke's presence in the paint, you know, I probably should have been in the opening. It's just huge for us how he controls it. I think it turns Bled loose to be even more aggressive and Chris to be more aggressive because they know they have Brooke back there and Giannis. Giannis's shot blocking and activity and rebounding. It's part of what's, you know, it's part of the quotient to make us a good defensive team.
Where do you see Nikola Mirotic's position with the team?
Yeah, I think Nikola's going to have a great opportunity with us. You know, he's an incredible IQ player, great shooter. You know, to have him mix into our rotation just to keep the court spread and then also make plays off the dribble and just bring his competitive spirit and his IQ, he's really going to help us.
Bucks final game before the All.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
All right, X Factor of the game and a 112-99 Bucks victory over the Bulls tonight. Well, I mean, we could look at this numerous different ways, I guess you could say, as far as what really the X factor of the game was. But I'm sorry, at the end of the day, for me, X factor of this game was the Bucks backcourt really playing at a high level tonight when they needed them. I mean, combined, they were 10 of 17 from the floor, 6 of 11 from 3, 10 of 10 from the line,
36 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 4 turnovers in, what, 61 minutes total? 30 for Bledsoe, 31 for Brogdon. I really like what they did tonight, Bledsoe and Brogdon. And again, you play like that in the playoffs and get that type of production from those two and the production you got from Ilyasova. This is going to be a fun team to watch in the playoffs and be able to do some damage for sure. All right, that being said, about Mr. Bledsoe, let's go inside the locker room.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
I got to say, if I ever had a lot of money, like Giannis-type money, right, where you can get huge house and have whatever you want in it, basketball court, like a half-court room, that would be cool, where you can shoot up shots. I'd like that. And then I'd like two lanes of like a to bowl line. I'd like that too. I really would. I think that'd be pretty cool. I'll ask you, what about you? If you ever had more money than you have, right?
Uh-huh.
What would you want in your house? Would you want a thing in your house? Like these guys here that were just on, they put in basketball courts, right? Outside or inside. So for me, half court basketball thing in one room of my house, if I had like Giannis money, that would be one thing, and then I'd want two bowling lanes, right, that I could bowl onto in my basement.
I would, you know, it's going to kind of sound weird.
Can't put a racetrack in it.
I would love to have a racquetball court.
Racquetball.
Because,
sure.
I love racquetball.
I wish I could learn how to play it. My dad used to play when I was growing up.
You know, B, you can sit there. Get, you know, swap out the nets, turn it into a badminton court, indoor badminton, all that stuff. I would have a ball.
Yeah, okay. Racquetball. You want to get a good cardio workout in, go play racquetball. You will sweat your tail end off forever playing racquetball. Bucks win 112-99 over the Bulls. And let's hear from Malcolm Brogdon, who had 17 points, 6 boards, and 3 assists tonight. He talked earlier on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Malcolm, the Bulls cut it to 3 when you guys start on offense. Then you guys go on a 12-2 run to close out the game. What did you think of your response on offense?
No, I thought it was terrific. You know, I think a lot of teams start to slow down as they get close to All-Star break. So, you know, we've talked to Coach about that. He wants us to keep our foot on the gas and, you know, continue to finish this out strong.
And what was the key to playing with more pace in that second half?
Exactly that. Getting out in transition, getting stops, getting to the line in transition.
Thanks, Malcolm. Congratulations.
All right, there you go. That interview after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Question tonight, with all the Bucks' success this year, who are you happiest for? Good old KS, a close friend of the show, helps with all of our Throwback Thursday stuff, tweeted, "That's a tough one. I wanted to say John Horst at first because he was doubted by nearly everyone when he got the GM job. Then I thought about Senator Cole. I'm ecstatic for him. But I'm probably most happy for all the longtime Bucks peeps on here I've interacted with." That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good old KS talking about that. He's probably closer with Jeff Orlovsky than he is anybody else as far as here at the radio station. Mark tweets at the fan, "Happy for a family friend, Diane, from Milwaukee. Growing up a Bucks fan has been tough, but it is worth it after this season." That's Mark tweeting at the fan. Let's see here. That has nothing to do with our topic. Another one for the fans. A lot of that. A lot of the fans. Robert says himself. Okay. Who says himself? I mean, seriously.
See, mine is Peter Fagan, because I went down there when
the mic up, because I can't hear you.
When they opened up the the forum to the public, and they had that super duper long, boring, where all the owners talked, everybody talked except the guys on stage. You actually wanted to hear from Giannis and Kareem and all that. And that was when Peter Fagan, when he got up there and people started booing because he was thanking his family. And it was that, you know, sound clip, "You're booing my family.
Right.
Oh, my God."
Right.
You know, now with the success and everything, kudos to him. It's amazing what a few months will do. And so because of that, because we booed his family.
I didn't.
Go Peter Fagan.
I've always been a fan of Fagan. Always have been. Always been good to me. Never had any issues with him on the air, off the air, or otherwise. When Rami was here, he treated Rami really well. Rami did a roast of him and his brother, birthday bash roast. That was pretty cool. And then he got on Rami for not coming at both of them harder than he did. I mean, hey, Rami's like,
that's awesome.
Not trying to get relations cut off with the radio station because I came hard at you at a roast. Are you crazy? But yeah, I mean, I've got nothing. I got no bad thing to say about Peter Fagan. He's always been a pretty stand-up dude as far as I was concerned. Sano tweets at the fan. Says, I'm most happy for Bucks fans who suffered through the 90s and most of the 2000s. We all deserve this. That is Santo tweeting at the fan. Hey, Sam, grab the microphone for a second. I'm curious. So no, what's your earliest Bucks memory?
My earliest memory would be, for some reason, Sam Cassell was always my favorite player.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you do go back that far, Eastern Conference Finals. Do you remember that far?
No, not 01. It was more so like 03, 04.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad would take me to games, and I wasn't really a big sports fan until, you know, around like five, 6 years old.
Right.
So he would take me to games, and back then I wasn't really, like, super interested into them, but I would always try to find a player to watch, and for some reason, I don't know why, but I think it was just because of my name.
You got any other brothers?
No, I only have two older sisters, and I'm the youngest.
So you were pretty much your dad's boy of going to sporting events. He kind of dragged you along whether you wanted to go or not.
Yeah, but my sisters were just as athletic as I was. I mean, my sister at the time set a record for, I think, pole vaulting.
Really?
In high school,
so she liked sports too then?
Yeah, they actually both used to be UWM cheerleaders.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've got a sports family then.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm probably the most enthusiastic, but... there's definitely a deep tradition in our family.
Yeah, nice. Ah, see, learned something new. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What are some of the other things we have here on Twitter as I am looking? JLB281, the city of Milwaukee as a whole, finally some national media attention from JLB281 on Twitter, I should say. Let's see here. We got some more stuff. We got to get to... our guy, Matt Velasquez, coming up next. We're supposed to have him a minute ago. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez straight ahead. Bucks over the Bulls, 112-99.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks over the Bulls tonight, 112-99. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Sam, Jeff, Duck Dynasty, Andrew, other side of the glass screening your calls tonight. Matt Velasquez joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, with the Bucks victory tonight over the Bulls, they secure a winning season before they even get to the All-Star game. That hasn't happened very often in Bucks history.
No, it was totally in doubt, too. I wasn't sure if they were going to be able to finish it off, but... Wow, they made it. It's a big win.
It definitely is. How long have you been in Milwaukee between covering Marquette and everything else?
Like 6 years.
6 years. Is there somebody, because the question tonight, because we got all this snow. So the question tonight was trying to be heartwarming and nice and cozy, was with all this Bucks success this year, who are you happiest for? It doesn't have to be anybody in the organization. It could just be a friend, a family member. Anybody. Is there anybody for you that stands out?
Oh, absolutely. I had a buddy, Charles, who I went to college with. There are not a lot of people who go from Milwaukee to New York for college. I only met a couple people, but he's a big Bucks fan. He is greatly enjoying this season. And, I'm sure he's curled up nice and happy after this another Bucks win.
Yeah, beautiful. There you go. See, that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been doing all night tonight. Ted Davis was mine. Paschke, McLaughlin was another couple that people have brought up that I agree with 100%. Having watched all this losing games, losing teams year after year and having to call their games. Just like if they ever win a World Series in Milwaukee, I will be so happy for Bob Uecker if that ever actually happens and he gets to make that call. Tonight, with the victory tonight, I think the most impressive thing tonight is Ersan Ilyasova is really starting to show signs of life here these last few games that he's starting to figure things back out and look like the player they thought they were getting.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that Giannis mentioned after the game was Ersan just didn't hesitate. He had the opportunities, took the shots, was confident. And I talked to Ersan a little bit. You know, he's like, hey, you know, I've gone through slumps before. You know, we have a lot of depth on our team. We haven't been losing. You know, we've been playing really well. And so I just knew I just had to keep kind of sticking with it and know that eventually my time would come. And, you know, he was definitely, he was ready and capable tonight. Made a bunch of shots, had an early 8-0 run that helped the Bucks kind of get their offense unstuck. You know, guys in the locker room were talking about the him going over somebody's back to get an offensive rebound and put back. You know, they're having some fun enjoying that moment after the game. And so, yeah, it's just really big for them to get what they were hoping to get from him, because for the past month or so, they haven't got much of anything. So him getting his feet under him a little bit and starting to make some shots, you know, makes their offense that much more dynamic.
I got one more for you. They showed a graphic on Fox Sports Wisconsin during the game of Giannis's three-point shooting percentage from month to month. And after he made the first three, I don't know if this stat included the first three or not, but it was at 36% for the month of February from three-point range, increased every month. What number would you like to see him at consistently throughout the year to say, okay, we can stop talking about his shooting problems?
I mean, if he can get to 35, that's just kind of the general average number. You assume like an average three-point shooter, you know, if you want a good one, would be about 35%. So if he can get to 35%, I mean, that'd be huge for him and for the Bucks. You know, and if he can start doing that, not just on, you know, one or two or three attempts a game, but to actually be able to up his attempts and really force teams to sell out on him, you know, maybe it's going to take a long time for NBA teams to start adjusting to that, because it's so long they've just kind of sunk in. But, you know, he has a certain spot that he's comfortable from. It's the top of the key, the right wing. You know, he likes those shots. And if he can get those looks consistently and get used to those, it's only going to be for the Bucks' benefit.
Yeah, 36%. I saw that number. I was like, he does this consistently. He's good, they're good, and he goes to a different level. Hey, thanks so much, Matt, for coming on. Safe travels down to Indy.
All right, thanks.
Very good. There is Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Midwest Bank, looking to buy, build, and renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
112-99, Bucks over the Bulls. Time for a little forward thinking.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
.99-90 Pacers over the Hornets tonight. That's who the Bucks have next. Kemba Walker had 34 in that game. Jeremy Lamb 21. Cody Zeller 18 in that game for the Hornets. In a loss for the Pacers, in the win, Wesley Matthews gets a start after they pick him up on the buyout market. He was 2-for-10 from the floor, was Wesley Matthews. But the Bucks will still have to deal with him. He can still shoot it outside a little bit. But again, you got Miles Turner to deal with, Collison to deal with, Bogdanovich to deal with, Thaddeus Young to deal with, and then of course you can't forget about Tyreek Evans. So it'll be fun to see how the Bucks do. I would expect them to get the win here coming up, but the Pacers have been playing really well. They really have. Since Oladipo went down, they've been playing really good basketball, so it's not going to be a pushover game by any stretch of the imagination. The Pacers now with 38 wins on the year, 38-19, 22-7 at home, and that's where the Bucks will be coming up on Wednesday evening. Ryan Horvath back in here. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 2 on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us at 3:48. Talk Bucks basketball. My thanks to everyone involved in the show tonight. Toodles!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.